That's 5 minutes early. There you go. So you decided to work from home on Tuesdays? Yeah, I was like, none of this makes my life any easier, honestly, now that the kids are getting out of school. Because of, I don't want to move the wireless headset around. I already have too little of a bag. And I hate having to get my Priesters redone every time I come back from working at home. And the only time I was like, the only time I could think, because most of my team is in office anyway. So. And I got my fill of working from home. When Dustin was sick. Yeah, with the Eunice didn't know, but I guess she wouldn't be as quick to know since she's in billing. It doesn't really matter to her as much who's handling the customer service, but they gotta know. I would imagine so, but we'll see what they say. Honestly, I don't see how it would work out for very long, and apparently they've done this before and come back. Because the thing is that a lot of our techs are, they've been with us since day one, since before XPO bought the company, and they're already kind of frustrated with how it's been going. So they're going to also have to deal with people who aren't familiar at all with them or what they're doing or have empathy for people in other countries. Because I've heard horror stories from the customers that get through from trying to reach last mile and stuff like that and get us. They're like, please don't send me back over there. But we'll see if they have the guts to show up. I mean, we still got to work together until the 12th, so. Yeah, well, I don't think they were like, yeah, send our customer service to the Philippines. I think it was made by people in corporate that don't really have any connection to what this job is like and what it entails. But I just feel, I mean, I feel kind of bad for TechLine because now they've got to deal with the Philippines and the poor reviews that will probably come of that. So. If they don't come back, then I guess, like, what are we going to stop taking the calls then? And don't even make time for us now? Send us an email? Say you're busy? Mean, Adrian hasn't been on a meeting in hell is. Oh, there she is. You tell me. How's it going? So you looking forward to the Philippines? I don't blame you. I've had customers that were trying to get through last mile, reach the tech line, and then be so upset when I had to get them back over to last mile. And God, Savannah had this one Best Buy rep just verbally abuse her the other day. And I think he talked to your agent, Sandra. Yeah, that guy, he got Savannah, and Savannah's like, I would love to help you, but we need to pull up an order. Like, and he was just trying so hard not to cuss at her. It was ridiculous. Yeah. I figured that's why we didn't. Because I was like, Sandra, probably let them know. Right. Well, he was not happy that you hung up on him because he. Savannah likes a challenge. So, like, she didn't rush him off the phone or anything. She's just like, okay, sir, so I'm happy to help you, but you have to stop being angry and let's get this customer's order found. And he's just like, your company, blah, 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 blah. I heard about it secondhand because it was when I was not here. Yeah, she's driving me a little crazy because I'm glad. What Yanise has been sending me is old stuff from like April when she was freshly trained. And so we've talked since then about needing to be more descriptive with the DoD because this last one that we talked about just killed me because Horace, the DoD rep, was like, so are they calling to see if it'll be approved or were they calling? Yeah. And I was just like, and she's like, no, we just need to know how much it costs. I'm like, why? Yes, you were. But it was like the 19th. Good. Yeah, I pulled and sent that call last night. It was the same kind of deal, but that was still back in April, and we've talked since then. Yeah, and then Eddie just shot himself in the foot because he called in his own DoD call on that one. So, but if I were seeing stuff from her like that on, from May on out, I'd be concerned. But I know that I talked to her at the end of April about, because basically her notes were, she was putting in her notes, unable to complete install due to this for additional services. We have to take out unable to complete install. They were able to complete it. So that's when we had that conversation. But I'm impressed with Savannah and I don't know. I haven't heard much about Kenya either way. And Miss Hartley is no longer with the company. So right. I like that they're keeping us on until, after Memorial Day volume before the switch. 12th is what I was told. Yeah. I would say that I hope it works out, but I kind of hope it doesn't. Because I get sick of hearing about stuff being outsourced. Like I do admin and intercom for a different company. It's just like an app company. We answer their customers. And one was just a spam email saying, hey, do you want to outsource your customer service to the Philippines? And I was just like, no, and please don't email us again. Like, please stop, Philippines. I can't walk around. I need this work. Oh, yeah. And they don't ever have to take the phone calls. The people that make those decisions don't have to deal with the phone calls. They don't have to deal with the customers that are so upset because my bigger concern is that the techs are going to not be able to communicate well with these people. I hope that's not the case for y'all's sake. But I just know that the lack of empathy that comes with them not being from the same place. same country, then can definitely cause some issues. And of course, our texts are, they can be a little casual, which might throw somebody off. Yeah. So I wonder what Walter's going to do. Walter calls Jarvis and he's like, this guy is crazy. And Jarvis would be like, I don't know that guy. Yeah, because, you know, Walter's, we've been doing this stuff with Walter since like 2012. No, I don't know what customer this was about. I just know that whenever, like, normally when a tech gets upset with one of our agents, they call you, but Walter will call Jarvis and rat us out to Jarvis directly if we do anything untoward. But of course, I'm not doing anything untoward. This call was stupid. It was Terrell. Who knows what he's doing? But Walter had called and he was just like, I got a customer calling my cell phone. And, you know, can you look up her order and then I can transfer it to you so you can assist her? And Terrell was like, do you have the order number? And he's like, no, they called me on my cell phone. I don't know who it is. I can give you their phone number. And Terrell just would not pull up the order for him. So I had to pull Terrell and be like, no, like the customer shouldn't be calling Walter. Why is the customer calling Walter? Our job is to get that customer over to us. You just, right. Why not star 69 it? This is a while ago. Some people just will not be pleased no matter what you do. Okay. Oh no, sorry about that. Give me just a second. I don't know if y'all can hear that, but we've onboarded a new client. I'm trying to listen to their calls and I can't get it to stop playing. Stop it. I can, though. It makes it very difficult to listen to you. Oh, come on. Where are you? Thank you. All right. Oh, but aside from, I mean, corrections I've seen lately have been minimal, but if billing is behind, that could be why. But I mean, Trajan has been trying. I've got these little magnetic signs that we can dry erase on, and I put one on his cubicle that says get request ID and authorization code. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, so I let agents know, if you accidentally click away from that screen, go ahead and send an email to the Last Mile Accounting Distro so you can get that information and finish processing it. And so Kanika was one of the first ones to do that, and she was just like, I need assistance with the payment. And that's all she said. And the Eunice was like, what are you talking about? Yeah. I just, oh, Lord. Okay. Hopefully it's not going to be too much of an issue anymore because we don't take a lot of payments as it is. But yeah, I think we all, I need a life nap. Oh, so one thing I wanted to ask about the missing wrong install ski stuff, if they're total tech, do we offer that price? Like, do we confirm that with the DOD? Or are we just giving them the SKU? Okay, and they'll decide if it's total tech or not. Okay. That's more simple. Nope. Has to be a built-in refrigerator. Yeah. Like where they look like they're part of the cabinet. Yeah. It used to be Pro Hoods and Ranges, but it's not anymore. So. And if they want a bucket, you just tell them to talk to their area manager. He probably did. I did too until I processed a premium delivery fee for a full kitchen that I shouldn't have processed. Man, they're still not going to get paid for it. That's like why I don't understand why Ramon keep trying to slide higher prices in there for stuff with fixed costs. He's going to take full advantage of the Philippines. I know. It just makes it all that much more confusing. Did you get a side hustle, Ramon? Please do, yeah. Because he's usually not even that nice about it. I don't even argue with him anymore. I just process it for whatever DMS says, if there is one. Right. He must have a very expensive lifestyle. I bet he was one of those with a valve and an outlet for every dishwasher. Yeah. So when what's his deal then? Needs to chill out then. Yeah, there's not much else. It's been fairly slow, I guess, before the sales start. Are you guys, you're not running any crews on Monday, the 30th? Okay, so I'll send, and those are those dates blacked out for the most part? Well, yeah, Saturday, I think the reason for the high call volume the Saturday prior to this last one, where it was kind of just ridiculous, it was the day before Mother's Day. So the DoD hold was ridiculous. And it stayed ridiculous. Like it usually calms down the later in the day it goes. But I think people were calling about possibly late Mother's Day presents not arising, clogging up the phone lines. The agent sounded like the DoD agent sounded flustered by the time he got him on the line. But we can only, like, if you had to call the DoD out of the game for like 20 minutes at least. So, and I think they have fewer people working early as well, or just more people calling to work early. Yeah. Yeah, I think that means I mean with gas and just literally everything going up in cost, food, I don't even know how people can go afford to buy new appliances right now, to be quite honest. Yeah. I need to come find some of it because I don't think there's any in Alabama unless you go to Huntsville. It didn't look very beautiful, did it? Oh, that's my husband's name. Well, Winston will be back on XPO with us until the 12th, I guess, because he didn't do too well on the other thing. But yeah, that's Kenya. Well, there's a major age difference too, and just overall ability to use technology and type difference. But not, she's got that attitude in there. She just, you see it behind her eyes. Like she's holding it in. But, But yeah, nothing new to report. I'm just going to keep a lookout for errors so I can spot Coach where available. No problem. I'll probably be tied up training for this new client next week. So if I don't see you again, I'll send you an email before, you know, we say goodbye for however long. I said I won't throw away the training materials yet. So, so complain hard. All right. You guys have a great one. All right. Bye.